I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update. Another somber Christmas this year in the birthplace of Jesus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma says, under the shadow of war in Gaza, Bethlehem's manger square lacked its usual festive lights and crowds of tourists Tuesday.
Bethlehem's Christmas celebrations will be somber and muted in deference to the ongoing war in Gaza, explains Mayor of Bethlehem Anton Salman.
The message of Bethlehem is a message of peace and hope. And these days we are also sending our message to the world, peace and hope, but with insisting that the world must work to end our suffering as Palestinian people, to end the occupation.
There'll be no giant Christmas tree in Manger Square, no raucous scout marching bands, no public lights twinkling, and very few public decorations or displays. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Christmas is one of the busiest times for air travel, and for many American Airlines passengers, travel ground to a halt this Christmas Eve.
American Airlines computers are down. We're getting off of the plane.
American Airlines stopped flying all of its jets for an hour on Tuesday, blaming a computer issue with Microsoft's Azure cloud platform. Iranian authorities have lifted a ban on WhatsApp and Google Play, according to Iranian state media Tuesday. The Islamic Republic has some of the strictest controls on internet access in the world, but its blocks on U.S.-based social media like Facebook and X and YouTube are routinely bypassed by tech-savvy Iranians using virtual private networks. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was admitted to the hospital in Washington after developing a fever. More now from Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler.
Clinton's deputy chief of staff says the 78-year-old was hospitalized in the afternoon for testing and observation, adding he remains in good spirits and deeply appreciates the excellent care he's receiving. Clinton has faced some health scares in the past. In 2004, he underwent quadruple bypass surgery after experiencing prolonged chest pains and shortness of breath. Clinton returned to the hospital for surgery for a partially collapsed lung in 2005, and in 2010 he had a pair of stents implanted in a coronary artery. I'm Shelley Adler.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un used a military exhibition for his first remarks on the United States since Donald Trump became president-elect. VOA Scott Stearns reporting that Kim said past negotiations confirmed what he called Washington's unchangeable hostility toward Pyongyang.
Kim vowed to expand North Korea's nuclear capabilities without limit as the only way to counter external threats. Kim today is a decidedly different opponent for Trump than when they last met in 2019, says former State Department Asian Affairs official Evans Revere.
Kim Jong-un believes he has a stronger hand, and I believe part of that stronger hand is his newfound relationship with the Russians.
U.S. military officials say there are now more than 10,000 North Korean troops in Russia helping with its invasion of Ukraine. For Young-gyo Kim, Scott Stearns, VOA News.
NASA's pioneering Parker Solar Probe made history Tuesday, flying closer to the sun than any other spacecraft. Heat shields exposed to scorching temperatures of more than 930 degrees Celsius. The spaceship is on a 7-year mission to deepen scientific understanding of our star and help forecast space weather events that can affect life on Earth. Thousands of tourists and local residents crowded a small square in downtown Oaxaca, Mexico, to see traditional Christmas radish sculptures. Radish sculptures. Yeah.
It's really amazing and also really strange at the same time.
The colorful festival known as Noche de Rabanos, or Night of the Radish, is a 127-year-old tradition that takes place ahead of Christmas Eve. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.